Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight we have our usual mix of conversation and music, but it's on an unusual theme. The theme is ignorance. Why ignorance, I hear you ask? I don't know, I have to reply. These themes just jump out at me from apparently nowhere. I can't say that I know a lot about not knowing. I suppose the only experts on the subject of ignorance must either be ignorant persons, which means we don't respect their opinions, or wise people. But then what would they know about ignorance if they are so wise? Anyway, as someone who knows a little about not knowing things, let me try to inform you wise people out there a little bit about ignorance. I heard a comedy sketch at the Edinburgh Festival which went like this. Socrates, they say that you are the wisest man in the world. Socrates replies, oh, I don't know about that. I don't think of myself as being very wise. If I'm wiser than anyone else, it must be because I know one thing, namely that while they all know nothing, but do not know that they know nothing, I know that I know nothing. It's certainly true that the more you know, the more you know you don't know, which also means that the less you know that you know nothing. Ignorance is like a diamond, in that it has many facets or faces to it, and they're all interrelated. Let me show you in word and music. There is ignorance on a personal level and ignorance on a world scale, as illustrated by these two songs.
There must be a way that we
time
to keep our hearts from breaking every time two fools collide. To keep our hearts from breaking every time two fools collide.
Baby's face, I saw the plight of the human race dying to survive. Shaken by the irony, the anger rose inside of me and would not subside. I thought you're too young to understand, but the fate of every mortal man rests in someone's mortal hand tonight. In a nuclear insanity, there's a death watch on the land and sea, and I believe that we may never live our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run.
Run to the sun.
Everyone can see that the hour is late, and every soul on earth has got to demonstrate their loving if we're to survive. 'Cause we're tired of living on the brink, scared to death that our ship will sink in the winking of an eye. This course we're on's a big mistake, 'cause we all lose in the nuclear race. It's time to show all the heads of state that we believe,
we believe,
that we're fighting for our lives.
We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son,
we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight.
Under the gun,
we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run.
Run to the sun.
We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight.
Under the gun,
we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run.
Run to the sun.
The facets of the diamond of ignorance are many. Ignorance is naive. What some people don't know is amazing. In Aberdeenshire, you'd say, they're gackit. Or I've heard it said, a French fry short of a happy meal. Or I heard two guys saying, see you, Jimmy, if you'd another brain cell, you'd be a cabbage. In the book of Proverbs, it says, stupid people advertise their ignorance. Without advice, you will fail. Don't try to talk sense to a fool, he can't appreciate it. As well as being naive, ignorance lacks discernment. It's unobservant, can't see things coming, can't read between the lines, doesn't understand what's going on. Superficial, concrete, literal, and humourless. Proverbs again. Wise sayings are too deep for stupid people to understand. They have nothing to say when important matters are being discussed. Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. Also, ignorance is arrogant and aggressive. They think that they know, and they shout about it. Empty barrels make most noise. They're pushy, in your face, bold, brazen, conceited. Here's Proverbs again. Stupid folk have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn. If you correct conceited people, they will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Stupid people always think they are right. Any fool can start arguments. The honourable thing is to stay out of them. This is the wisdom of the ages we're getting. In this next song, King Herod is interrogating his prisoner Jesus. Herod is being very cynical and sarcastic and sneering and patronizing and smug and offensive and vicious and raging. Just sheer ignorant.
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. Ugh. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said. So, you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need do, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you made round here. You were all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I'm waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you king of the... Get out! Get out, you king of the Jews. Get out, you king of the Jews.
Ignorance is naive and lacks discernment, is arrogant and aggressive. It's also very defensive. It sees new data as a personal threat. It's also evangelical. They're so sure of themselves, ignorant people, that they try to win you over to their way. They can't just agree to differ. They need you to conform to their way. It's also kind of boxed in supposed to be's, I-beans, a right way to do things. Conformity to some external code or script. And corporate folly can be much worse than individual foolishness. When fools get together and swap ignorance, there is no limit to their stupidity. Ignorant people are also stuck in their ways. Proverbs says, stupid people are satisfied with ignorance. In the Bible, Adam and Eve represent all stupid and ignorant people everywhere. Given life in a Garden of Eden, they go and blow it. In this next song, Adam and Eve are malleable, manipulated, stupid, guilty, ashamed, and imprisoned, all because of their ignorance.
unashamed and naked in a garden that has never seen the rain. Rulers of a kingdom full of joy, never marred by any pain. The morning all around them seems to celebrate the life they've just begun. And in the majesty of innocence, the king and queen come walking in the sun. But the master of deception now begins with his dissection of the word. And with all his craft and subtlety, the serpent twists the simple truth they've heard. While hanging in the balance is a world that has been placed at their command. And all their unborn children die as both of them bow down to Satan's hand. Then just before the evening, in the cool of the day, they hear the voice of God as he is walking. But they can't abide his presence now, so they try to hide away. But still they hear the sound as he is calling. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? In the stifling heat of summer now, the gardener and his wife are in the field. And it seems that thorns and thistles are the only crops their struggles ever yield. He eats his meals in sorrow till he sinks into the dust whence he came. But all down through the ages he can hear his maker calling out his name. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? Though the curse has long been broken, Adam's sons are still the prisoners of their fears. Rushing helter-skelter to destruction with their fingers in their ears. While the father's voice is calling with an urgency I've never heard before. Won't you come in from the darkness now? For it's time to finally close the door. Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, where are you? Adam, Adam, I love you.
Another thing about ignorance is that it doesn't like to be told or even mildly informed. It's instantly resentful and opposed, and it wants to do the very opposite. Proverbs again. You have ignored all my advice and have not been willing to let me correct you. Those who love knowledge want to be told when they are wrong. It is stupid to hate being corrected. Ignorance is ineducable. Here's Proverbs. An intelligent person learns more from one rebuke than a fool learns from being beaten 100 times. Or Proverbs again. Even if you beat fools until they're half dead, you still can't beat their foolishness out of them. They will not learn, you see, but they will build their own versions of the truth. They sit above things as judge and jury, reading in what they want to read in. In the next music, we hear the act of suicide on radio. Javert in Les Miserables, he is so pre-programmed, rigid, legalistic, inflexible, hard and cold, that he would rather kill himself than accept love and forgiveness from his enemy. Echoes here of Judas Iscariot and his mistake.
Who is this man? What sort of devil is he? To have me caught in a trap and choose to let me go free. It was his hour at last to put a seal on my fate. Wipe up the past and wash me clean off the slate. All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life. Done if I live in the debt of the thief. Done if I yield at the end of the chase. I am the law and the law is not mocked. I'll spit his pity right back in his face. There is nothing on earth that we share. It is either Valjean or Javert.
Ultimately, ignorance is godless and selfish. God and other people can't teach them anything. All decisions are to do with themselves. It is as if God and others don't exist. And it is as if they see the world by looking out through the slit in a postbox. Proverbs again. To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. It is foolish to follow your own opinions. Be safe and follow the teachings of wiser people. And of course, ignorant people are ignorant of all the above facets of the diamond. They don't know all these things. Listen now to Jamie Stewart's Glaswegian version of The Prodigal Son. Surely the epitome of the ignorant person. And again, like Adam, every man, you and me, and his brother wasn't much better. He was selfish, stupid, mistaken, hurtful, preferred darkness, was rebellious, ran away from family and from God.
Jesus said, there was once a man that had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, "Hey, father, can I ask you a favour? Why no gie me the share of the family gear right now to save me waiting till you're dead?" The father was hurt but agreed and split his property between the 2 sons. A wee while after, the younger son picked up all his gear and left home for the bright lights in the big city. It wasn't long afore he wasted his whole fortune on the bevy and the parties and living it up. Just when he was hitting rock bottom, a terrible famine swept out of the country. He needed work right bad, but all that he could get was a job with a farmer feeding the pigs. He was so famished that he could have fair eaten the beans he was feeding the pigs. Nobody took pity on him. Finally, he gets wise and says to himself, "Ach, I'm off my head so I'm. At home, even my father's servants are well looked after, and here's me starving. I'll just need to bottle my pride and go home. I'll confess to my father that I've done wrong and ask him to sign me up along with his servants." So he gets up and starts out for home. He's still a long way from his house when his father catches sight of him and runs out to meet him. He throws his arms around his son and kisses him. The boy was greeting. "I'm sorry, father, so am. I'm just a loser and I'm no fit to be called your son." But his father shouted to the servants, "Fetch out some nice clean clothes for my boy, and a ring for his finger, aye, and I want you to kill the prize calf. We're going to have ourselves a real celebration this very night." Now, the big brother was coming in for the fields, and when he came near the house, he heard all the music and the jigging. he called to one of the servants and asked what was up. "Ah, your wee brother's come back home, sir," he was told. "Aye, we're celebrating like. Your father has even killed the prize coup for the feast." The big brother was bailing and wouldn't go into the house. So the father comes out to reason with him. He answers his father, "Oh, hold on and listen to me. I've slaved for you all these years, and you didn't even once get a party for me. And now that wee yaff comes back, been on the run, Dan, so he has, spent all your money on booze and hooers, and you kill your best coo for him." The father was hurt at all this. "My son," he says to him, "you've aye been here with me. You must ken that all that's mine is yours. But you see, it were right to celebrate. I thought my son was dead, and he's come back to life. He was lost, and now he's come home."
The heart of the Christian good news is that the all-knowing God loves us even in all our ignorance. So much so that in his wisdom he emptied himself and came down to earth as Jesus, and shared our human life with all its ignorance. He shared our ignorance, and suffered and died because of it, so that by sharing our ignorance for a time, he might raise us up to share his wisdom for all eternity. Anyway, while you're pondering that, here's Cliff Richard to sing Free. Bye for now.
Free. You refuse it. You don't choose it. Say it's no good for you, but it's free. And you don't take it, but you won't make it. Not until you do. A lot of things in life look fine. See them sparkle and shine. Take up most of your time. Time is flying. They're coming at you one by one. Never leave your dreams alone. Got to make them all your own. You can't stop trying. This is free. You don't like it. You wanna fight it. Saying it's no good for you, but it's free. And you don't take it, but you won't make it. Not until you do. Dead of night, wondering if it's worth the fight, wondering if I could be right. You say there's no way, 'cause you've always been a self-made man, and you got to make it while you can. Just another change of plan. Well, maybe someday. But this is free. Still you refuse it. Still you don't choose it. Saying it's no good for you. until you do. You won't make it, not until you do. So come on, take it, 'cause you won't.